O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Exodus 12, verses 1 through 13.
Exodus 12, verses 1 through 13. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month is to be the beginning of months for you. It is the first month of your year. Tell the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, they must each select an animal of the flock according to their father's families, one animal per family. If the household is too small for a whole animal, that person and the neighbor nearest his house are to select one based on the combined number of people. You should apportion the animal according to what each will eat. You must have an unblemished animal, a year-old male. You may take it from either the sheep or the goats. You are to keep it until the 14th day of this month. Then the whole assembly of the community of Israel will slaughter the animals at twilight. They must take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses where they eat them. They are to eat the meat that night. They should eat it roasted over the fire along with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Do not eat any of it raw or cooked in boiling water, but only roasted over fire, its head as well as its legs and inner organs. You must not leave any of it until morning. Any part of it left until morning you must burn. Here is how you must eat it. You must be dressed for travel, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. You are to eat it in a hurry. It is the Lord's Passover. I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night and strike every firstborn male in the land of Egypt, both people and animals. I am the Lord. I will execute judgments against all the gods of Egypt. The blood on the houses where you are staying will be a distinguishing mark for you. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. No plague will be among you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt." It isn't uncommon for people to feel faint or anxious at the sight of blood. It's not something that we like to see or even think about. In Exodus 12, however, blood was God's appointed means for keeping his people safe. God was coming in judgment against sin, and sin requires blood. The question for God's people was whether it would be their own blood or the blood of the Lamb. This passage ultimately points us forward to Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The blood on the doorpost prefigures the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus. The intensity of this text reveals to us the intensity of our sin. Sin can't just be ignored or swept under the rug if God is going to be considered just. But this text also reveals the intensity of God's love. He loved us enough to take our sin on himself, to allow himself to be slain, so that by his blood we might be ransomed. So in the next few moments, take some time to meditate on the sacrifice of Jesus as we listen to the Passover song by Carolyn Cobb Smith. Pray that God would show you both the extent of your sin as well as the extent of his love.
We will rise, taste the freedom. captive, and now we shall live as kings. Lift your head, your voice, and sing of your salvation, of the blood of the Lamb that gave us life. Now by this will
close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. This is another day, O Lord. I know not what it will bring forth, but make me ready, Lord, for whatever it may be. If I'm to stand up, help me to stand bravely. If I'm to sit still, help me to sit quietly. If I'm to lie low, help me to do it patiently. And if I'm to do nothing, let me do it gallantly. Make these words more than words, and give me the Spirit of Jesus. Amen.